Stop the Union Flag Street protests. That's the call from the leader of the Ulster Unionists. Mike Nesbitt says demonstrations should end in the run-up to Christmas. Another protest is fast approaching with the anniversary of the removal of the Union flag from the City Hall flag looming. In a message sent to his party, Mike Nesbitt said street protests will not get the flag back up at the City Hall. He says, I urge anyone thinking of taking to the streets to think again. The leader of the Ulster Unionist Party, Mike Nesbitt, with us now. Good morning to you, Mike.
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. And the TV leader, Jim Allister. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
Good morning. Mike, why have these people not got the right to protest?
They do have the right to protest, Stephen, and I support their right to protest in principle. Everybody has the right to go out on the streets peacefully and lawfully if they feel they wish to do so. I absolutely affirm their right of Article 11 of the European Convention of Human Rights, which enshrines the freedom of assembly and of association. But what do you do when you go out on the streets? Is it an end in itself? No, it's not. It's a means to an end. And the end that the flag protesters want is to see the flag restored to the flagpole at Belfast City Hall. And is that means of street protest going to achieve that? And the answer is very clearly no, it's not. The only thing that will get the flag back up at Belfast City Hall is a vote by Belfast City Councillors. So you have to then say, is there a downside to street protest? And I believe there is. There's a downside in terms of trade. And Belfast Chamber of Trade and Commerce have been very clear that there is an economic cost. They have not been particularly clear in terms of identifying exactly what the cost is. It also, in my assessment, very clearly, these street protests, which have had violence associated with them, have led to the alienation of people who would intrinsically be supportive of the cause of having the flag put back up. So I see downsides to street protests, and I don't see the upside of street protests being the means that will secure the end that the protesters want.
Jim Allister?
Well, all that's very fine, but it does sound like give up on the issue. You know, there is fundamentally a right which must not be compromised to protest, provided it is done peacefully. That is key to the rights which surround the right to protest. And certainly I'm not in the business of saying to anyone that you must forgo, you must forget about, you must abandon your right to peaceful protest. If that's what people feel they need to do, then they're perfectly within the law entitled to do that, and I wouldn't discourage them whatsoever. Particularly in a context where there were some politicians who said that, you know, there is another way to tackle this and we are going to tackle it another way. And you recall the First Minister and indeed Mr. Nesbitt launching the Unionist Forum with great trumpeting that it was going to deliver all sorts of things. And the sad reality is that the Unionist Forum seems to have faded away and produced nothing. So I think that when, you know, politicians say we're going to provide the alternative, and they fail to provide the alternative to protest, then they do lack something of moral authority in terms of saying, now stop protesting.
So do you think the protests will get the flag back up, Jim Allister?
No, whether they get the flag back up, and I certainly think if you give up, you'll never get the flag back up, but certainly whether they get it off themselves back up, there won't be a single act that will deliver that. Consequence, of course, voting and electing the right people to the council will be critical to that. But whether they do or not, people have the right to legitimately protest. And, you know, people believe in causes and they're entitled to espouse promote those causes. I'm certainly not in the business of saying to people, give up on this issue.
Fair comment from Jim Allister about the Unionist Forum. What has it delivered, Mike Nesbitt? One of your big ideas. Where is it?
First of all, I'm not saying give up. What I'm saying is consider the means to the end. Is it an appropriate means to the end? What are the positives of street protests and what are the negatives of street protests? And you can go back nearly 30 years, Stephen. 1985, the Anglo-Irish Agreement. Unionists didn't like it. They took to their streets in tens of thousands. In fact, you would see on things like Wikipedia estimates of 200,000 people coming out in front of Belfast City Hall to protest against the Anglo-Irish Agreement. Did that make it go away? No, it didn't. What made the Anglo-Irish go away was long-term strategic thinking by unionists who went into political negotiations to have it replaced. It took a long time, but eventually in 1998, you had the Belfast Agreement. So what I'm saying is, as a means to an end, Just think about it. Don't give up. But think about, is it the best means to achieve the end that you want to achieve? Jim brings up the Unionist Forum, which he was pleased to sit on. Has it worked as intended? Absolutely not. But sometimes things need more than one go.
Was it a disaster? Right. Was it a failure?
No, I think it was the right thing to do. It remains the right thing to do. The model obviously hasn't worked as intended.
What bit of it has worked?
The idea of unionism coming together for the first time.
But what has it delivered?
Process.
Where's the tangible evidence?
Listen to me, Stephen.
Delivered?
What I'm saying to you is sometimes a good idea needs more than one iteration to work.
So has it delivered anything?
It has delivered some measure
what?
Of confidence within the unionist community. I think it has convinced everybody who has been at it, maybe not everybody, maybe Jim Allister takes a different view, that there is merit in trying to get the broad unionist family together to find out what areas we agree on, what areas we disagree on, and within the areas where we disagree, what can be fixed and what is
But if you're saying it hasn't difficult. Worked as expected, is it not an example of how unionists came together and failed?
What I'm saying is sometimes good ideas need more than one iteration to make them work.
At least they try, Jim. At least they don't sit in the sidelines and whinge and gurn.
Well, I tried too because I sat in the unions forum for the first 6 months. I was always sceptical, I suppose, in truth. But it became clear that my suspicions were correct, that it was but an expediency of the moment announced by the First Minister in the heat of the flag protests as a means to be seen to be doing something with great pretense that it would do a lot, but knowing that it would do nothing. And that's exactly how, sadly, it largely turned out. It was an expediency of the moment, which when the moment passed, then it was let wither and die. And from all I can see and hear, it has withered and died. So what was it all about if it wasn't just a stunt at the time? Sadly, I would dearly have liked it to have been something more than that, Mike, but it doesn't appear as if it was.
Mike, if you're calling for an end to the Union Flag street protests, that's what you're calling for, correct?
Yes, I am saying to people, it will not achieve your end and it has downsides which need to be considered.
Would you also call then for an end to the protests at Trudell, Camp Trudell?
That's different, Stephen. I mean, that is a camp. That is not people marching into the centre of Belfast, disrupting trade, bringing the economy into further difficulty. It's a different degree. And what the people...
There are shops around that protest.
Trudell are saying is that they have a right to their lodges returning home, and I support that right. And I think if we are going to go forward and get through all these issues, such as protests and flags, we need to show a spirit of generosity one to the other. And I've got to say, and I put out a statement on this yesterday, Stephen, I saw a spirit of generosity yesterday on Armistice Day. I saw a full house in the Senate chamber for the assemblies, service of remembrance, and I saw a lot of senior members of the SDLP at that. And as we know, the Lord Mayor of Belfast became the first Sinn Féin representative to attend the Armistice Day service at Belfast City Hall. And I think these are very, very important gestures.
And Jim Allister, would you agree that Martin O'Mueller from Sinn Féin attending that event is the hand of friendship being reached out by Sinn Féin?
It's no more than his civic duty if he is Lord Mayor, but I do regret that they were selective in what they attended. They had the opportunity to attend the proper Remembrance Day situation on the previous day, and because they claim there are military attachments to that, they boycott that. So, you know, they haven't made the fulsome commitment.
But for what he did, you can't even welcome it. I'm sure he probably got some criticism from some within his rank and file. You cannot welcome it.
Why would he get criticism as First Citizen for doing that?
Well, you know rightly.
Well, you tell me why.
Well, do you need me to spell it out to you?
Are you going to peddle that line? Are you going to peddle the line that there's justification for not honouring our noble dead? Are you going to peddle that line? I hope not. There is no justification for not honouring our noble
But do you welcome him being there? Can you bring it within yourself, Jim Allister, to welcome the Lord Mayor attending that event and saying to Sinn Féin, fair play? Have you got that in yourself to do?
Sorry. I will not be berated by you, Mr. Nolan. I acknowledge that he did what he ought to have done as First Citizen. I regret he didn't do what he ought to have done the day before. because of some phony issue about military presence. You know, either he's Lord Mayor for all the time for all the people, or he's selective, and it appears as if he's being selective.
Do you think it'll ever get to the stage, Mr. Alistair, that you call me Stephen?
Oh, I'm sure I have called you Stephen. I'm sure I will call you Stephen, Mr. Dolan.
Thank you very much, Jim. Thank you very much, Mike.